Good morning, and a warm welcome to everyone tuning in. This is the AI Interface, the daily beacon lighting up the path through the digital landscape. Today, we synchronize our calendars to Monday, March 25th, 2024.
And what a day it is! I'm Ethan Parker, joining the always insightful Zoe Tesla. Together, we're delving into the heart of artificial intelligence, its impacts, its potential, and the stories shaping its journey.
Today's lineup is as diverse as the world of AI itself. We'll start with how AI chatbots, like the charming bandana-wearing panda of Earkick, are stepping up as mental health assistants for Gen Z.
Then, we're heading south to Tennessee, the first state taking a stand to protect its musicians and music industry from AI's double-edged sword, guarding creative rights in the age of algorithms.
And let's not forget the eyes in the sky. We'll peek into how AI is revolutionizing Border Patrol, bringing about a future where AI is always watching, always analyzing.
To cap it off, we'll explore the complexities and consequences of AI-generated content on social media, particularly how seniors are navigating the uncanny valley of AI-generated images.
With every episode, we aim to unravel these threads, offering clarity and sparking curiosity. So pour yourself a cup of your preferred morning brew, and let's dive into the world of artificial intelligence together.
Stay tuned, because there's always more beneath the surface when you're listening to the AI Interface.
Diving deeper into today's spotlight, let's talk about a unique intersection of technology and wellness that's catching everyone's attention. The emergence of AI chatbots like Earkick's Panda Companion, promising to navigate the choppy waters of Gen Z's mental health battles.
Absolutely, Zoe. It's a fascinating arena where technology meets empathy. Earkick and similar platforms are part of a growing cadre of apps designed with the noble intention of supporting mental health, but without the label or confines of traditional therapy.
That's right, Ethan. Earkick employs what's known in therapeutic circles as cognitive behavioral tools. Think guided breathing exercises and strategies for reframing negative thoughts. But the twist here is the delivery mechanism. A friendly panda, available 24/7, right in the palm of your hand.
And therein lies the intrigue and the dilemma. On the surface, these chatbots appear to offer a private, stigma-free avenue for mental wellness. But, as critics and some experts argue, the lack of regulatory oversight raises questions about effectiveness and safety.
Speaking of oversight, the FDA's current hands-off approach to these apps means that many of them, including Earkick, operate without explicit claims of diagnosing or treating conditions. It's a loophole that avoids stringent regulation, but also skirts the edges of what constitutes a mental health service.
And yet, the potential of these tools can't be ignored. Amid a glaring shortage of mental health professionals, chatbots are stepping into the gap, offering an immediate, though imperfect, support. The UK's National Health Service and some US institutions are already integrating them as an interim solution.
But let's not gloss over the risks. For example, Darcy's Wobot, which doesn't utilize generative AI to avoid hallucinations, underscores the challenge of ensuring that these chatbots provide safe and effective support. There's a line between a helpful nudge and misguided advice that AI still struggles to navigate.
On the upside, there's preliminary evidence suggesting that, at least in the short term, chatbots can alleviate symptoms of depression and distress. Yet, without long-term studies, their overall impact remains a puzzle piece missing from our mental health toolkit.
And this brings us to the crux of the conversation: the future and regulation of these mental health assistants. There's a growing call for agencies like the FDA to establish clear guidelines, ensuring that as these chatbots evolve, they do so with the well-being of users at the forefront.
It's a delicate balance, Zoe. While we champion innovation, especially in areas as critical as mental health, safeguarding against potential harms is paramount. As technology continues to leap bounds, the dialogue between healthcare, regulation, and digital innovation becomes ever more vital.
Spot on, Ethan. And as this technology advances, it's essential our conversations evolve too, keeping pace with the innovations that promise to reshape our approach to mental health and wellness. Today's delve into the world of mental health chatbots like Earkick is just the beginning of a much larger dialogue.
Absolutely, Zoe. And as always, we'll keep our listeners informed and engaged as this story and the broader landscape of AI in healthcare continues to unfold. Switching gears from healthcare to the heart of Music City, let's dive into a story that marks a significant milestone in the intersection of technology, law, and creative arts in Tennessee. The Volunteer State has become the first in the nation to enact legislation aimed at protecting musicians and other creators from potential AI infringement.
That's right, Ethan. Governor Bill Lee signed off on a new law, known officially as the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, or the ELVIS Act. It's designed to safeguard artists' voices, likenesses, and other unique attributes from being replicated by AI without consent. A groundbreaking move, particularly for a state that prides itself on being a crucible of musical talent.
It's fascinating, Zoe. By making vocal likeness a property right, Tennessee is not just protecting its artists, but also setting a precedent for how states could navigate the challenges AI poses to creative rights. But the question that hangs in the balance is, how effective will this legislation be in curbing what many in the music industry see as a growing threat?
Indeed, Ethan. And that's something country star Luke Bryan hinted at when he mentioned receiving recordings on his phone that he couldn't distinguish from his own voice. It underscores the immediacy of the threat and the urgency for solutions like the Elvis Act.
What's also noteworthy is the bipartisan support this bill received, a rare sight in today's political climate. Governor Lee emphasized that the music industry employs more people in Tennessee than any other state, highlighting the significant economic and cultural stake they have in protecting creative integrity.
The Elvis Act also introduces new legal pathways for individuals to hold others accountable if their voice or likeness is used without permission. This could be a game changer for not just musicians, but all content creators facing similar challenges.
And let's not forget the historical context. Naming the act after Elvis Presley isn't just a nod to Tennessee's musical heritage. It's a reference to the legal battles over Presley's likeness following his death, battles that led to the Personal Rights Protection Act of 1984. This law ensured that personality rights don't expire at death and set a profound precedent for protecting artists' legacies.
Absolutely, Ethan. The broader implications here are significant. Beyond the immediate impact on artists, the Elvis Act may signal a shift in how we view and protect the intersection of human creativity and artificial intelligence. It raises critical questions about the potential for other states to follow Tennessee's lead.
Absolutely, Zoe. As technology continues to advance, the lines between human and machine-created content are becoming increasingly blurred. Initiatives like the Elvis Act serve not only to protect artists, but to also spark a dialogue on the future of creativity in the digital age.
And with that, we've unpacked a landmark move in the music industry and its fight against AI infringement. Tennessee's proactive stance brings to the forefront the ongoing discussions about AI, creativity, and copyright, highlighting the continued evolution of technology and its impact on society.
Indeed, a story to watch as it unfolds. And as we keep an ear to the ground, we'll be sure to keep our listeners tuned in to the latest developments in this intriguing intersection of tech, law, and creativity. As we pivot to a monumental shift in surveillance technology, today we're setting our sights on the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's efforts to revolutionize border surveillance with AI. Zoe, this development seems like it's straight out of a dystopian novel.
It does, Ethan. But it's very much a reality. The agency aims to automate the detection of individuals attempting to cross into the U.S. using AI-powered systems. This push for autonomy could mean less human oversight and potentially more efficiency.
Efficiency at what cost, though? The markup reports that these technologies might propel migrants into more dangerous pathways, not to mention the potential bottleneck it could create in the U.S. immigration court system.
Right. By homogenizing surveillance into a central operating system and utilizing AI to minimize human error, the CBP believes it can better manage its resources. They're upgrading mobile surveillance and aiming for real-time, persistent monitoring in remote areas.
It's like Big Brother on steroids, Zoe. This means, theoretically, an increase in detections, but also raises ethical concerns. There's already scrutiny over the potential for AI biases, feeding into discriminatory practices at the border.
Exactly, Ethan. Critics warn about the perpetuation of biases, whether it's incorrect flagging due to flawed algorithms or the darker facet of this tech potentially violating human rights by indiscriminately collecting and using data.
Add to that, Mizue Aizeki from the Surveillance Resistance Lab points out how tech and AI play roles in depriving rights, complicating legal challenges against these systems. It's a tightrope walk between national security and basic human rights.
There's also the human side of this whole operation. Border Patrol had a record high number of encounters in December 2023. While technology like this could aid in search and rescue missions, what happens after apprehension is a concern that remains addressed.
It's a complex issue, Zoe. On one end, there's potential for improving safety and efficiency. On the other, there are valid fears about how these systems affect those attempting to cross the border and the broader implications for civil liberties.
Moreover, President Biden's recent address highlighted a budget request including significant funding for surveillance upgrades. the administration seems to be betting big on tech as a solution to border security challenges.
This certainly sparks a debate, Zoe. Are we moving towards a future where AI not only watches but decides who gets to cross borders? And at what human cost does this efficiency come?
Listeners, what do you think? Is the trade-off for enhanced border security worth it? Or are we stepping into a new era of ethical and privacy concerns with AI surveillance?
A question that, no doubt, will provoke diverse opinions. But it's clear, the implementation of AI in border surveillance paints a complex landscape of technology, ethics, and human rights that we must navigate cautiously.
And with that deep dive into the evolving world of AI and border patrol, we're reminded of the ever-blurring lines between securing nations and safeguarding freedoms. It's a conversation that's far from over.
As we continue to explore the intersections of technology and daily life, we'll keep you updated on this story and many others. Stay with us as we delve into more segments that shape our world.
Turning our focus to an intriguing chapter in the story of AI-generated content on social media, let's explore how older generations, particularly seniors, are navigating the digital landscape differently than younger users. It's a phenomenon that's sparking both concern and curiosity.
Absolutely, Zoe. The heart of the matter appears to be Facebook, a platform that's become a digital haven for seniors. Amidst a sea of AI-generated content, from surreal images to deepfake videos, our elders are journeying through what we might call the uncanny valley of social media.
That's an interesting term, uncanny valley. For our listeners, this refers to the eerie feeling we get when encountering digital or artificial entities that closely resemble humans, but are slightly off in a way that's unsettling. It's precisely these AI-generated images that are catching the eyes of our older Facebook users.
And this raises the question, why do these images, which can often include bizarre scenarios like massive crocheted cats or skiing toddlers, not trigger the same skepticism in seniors as they do in younger generations? Recent research offers us a few clues.
Indeed, Ethan. Studies out of Stanford and Georgetown University suggest that Facebook's algorithm may be intentionally feeding such content to users. What's fascinating is the engagement these images receive from older users. Comments filled with admiration and emojis. A stark contrast to the skepticism we see from younger social media enthusiasts.
And it's not just about being digital natives versus newcomers. Cognitive experts point out that it's a complex blend of factors. A lack of exposure to AI's capabilities and an underrepresentation in tech companies' internal testing have left many seniors without the necessary tools to discern AI-generated content.
It's a critical insight, Ethan, especially considering the potential for misinformation and scams. However, while these AI creations might fool the eye, research by Dr. Bjorn Herrmann at the University of Toronto suggests that cognitive decline isn't the primary culprit. Instead, a broader lack of familiarity and experience with AI across older demographics might explain the generational gap in perception.
That's an important distinction, and yet, there's hope. Awareness and education could bridge this gap, offering seniors the same skepticism younger generations wield like a shield against misinformation. Initiatives to better educate older adults on AI's telltale signs, inconsistencies like overly smooth textures or nonsensical backgrounds, could mitigate risks.
Absolutely, Ethan. Yet as AI continues to evolve, becoming more sophisticated by the day, no one is entirely safe from deception. This begs a broader conversation about regulation, corporate responsibility, and the increasing need for collective digital literacy across all ages.
Spot on, Zoe. As technology races ahead, so too must our efforts to understand and navigate its complexities. For seniors already embracing social media for companionship and entertainment, understanding AI is no longer optional. It's essential.
And with that, we've delved into a critical issue at the intersection of technology, society, and aging. The rise of AI-generated content on social media highlights not just a generational divide, but a collective challenge we face in safeguarding our digital lives.
Listeners, your thoughts on this are invaluable. How do we ensure that AI serves to enrich lives without contributing to misinformation and alienation? It's a dialogue that concerns us all, and we're keen to hear your perspectives.
As we move forward, it's clear the story of AI and its impact on society is far from over. Stay tuned as we continue to explore these emerging narratives, shedding light on the digital age and its myriad challenges.
And that wraps up today's deep dive into the world of artificial intelligence and its ripples across different sectors of society. From AI chatbots comforting Gen Z's mental health struggles to Tennessee's pioneering legislation guarding musicians' rights, the scope of AI's influence is vast and varied.
We also explored the unsettling terrain of AI and border surveillance, and discussed the intriguing dynamics of seniors interacting with AI-generated content on social media. Each story sheds light on the multifaceted relationship between technology and humanity.
A huge thanks to our incredible guests for sharing their insights and expertise with us today. Your contributions make the complex world of AI a bit more navigable for us all.
And of course, our deepest gratitude to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey. Your curiosity and engagement fuel this show, and we couldn't do it without you.
For those who want to dive deeper or share thoughts, find us on social media or drop us a line. Subscribe to stay updated, and if you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Every bit of feedback helps us grow and improve.
Before we sign off, let's remember, in a world where technology moves at lightning speed, staying informed and critical is our passport to navigating its challenges and opportunities.
Join us next time on the AI interface as we continue to explore the digital frontier. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and above all, keep listening.
Goodbye for now, and remember, the future is as bright as we dare to imagine. Let's make it a great one. See you in the next episode.